A couple weeks ago, I had a friend text me a story on this year's Jazz Fest poster. Every year, of course, a new commemorative piece of art comes out, with this year's, perhaps you've seen, depicting Dr. John at the Pearly Gates. Well, the Pearly Jackson Square Gates. Cathedral in the background, piano awaiting his fingers, clouds under his feet. Pretty good for a Jesuit high dropout, was my text back response. We generally don't get into the popularized canonization process because we know there is an actual, rather involved process. On the other hand, it doesn't take a formal decree from the Vatican's Congregation of Saints to feel a special appreciation for those who are gone. Saint Mac Rebenach, I don't know about all that, but I do know this morning makes me feel like I'm in the right place, but at the wrong time. Our planning can be like that. Take David in the first reading today. He wants to build a temple, a suitable dwelling for the Ark of the Lord. Nathan, the prophet, goes on a long, beautiful reflection from the Lord that David has it all turned upside down. God will build him a dwelling place. It's all really nice stuff, except that we know David's son Solomon would indeed build a temple, so it wasn't a strict prohibition. It was a good idea, just not the moment for it. Right place, wrong time, as Dr. John would remind. We need to allow for this sense in our planning too. Certainly, we want good things to desire for ourselves, for our families, for our community, but it happens in God's time, in God's way. And it doesn't have to take a saint to remind us of that.